We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, well, well. How you doing this Tuesday? Hopefully everything is going a little bit better than your Monday went. At least we got a nice day outside. The news has been gloomy enough on many fronts. We don't need any more gloom. Beautiful day outside, and a big, big 48 hours for the Warriors begins at the bottom of the hour, like Gianna just said, at Houston tonight, at San Antonio tomorrow. That's a big a Texas two-step as you're able to take right now. Dallas Mavericks aren't quite who they used to be. This is big. The next 48 hours is going to go a long way to determine your level of comfort pursuing that one seed, not even pursuing it. Pursuing it sounds like you're looking for it. You are the one seed. Holding on to it will be a lot easier if you go 2-0 over the next 48 hours and it feels like the Warriors have used the last handful of games to really silence whatever critics popped up with their super hot takes about why the Warriors just aren't going to win anymore. And, oh, they're not going to be the one seed. They go 2-0 right here. What's anyone going to really have left to say? If they go 0-2, we officially got a little stack of interesting to discuss again. They split this, they're still going to be in really good shape, especially if that one win would be straight up in San Antonio. If you could pick the split, you obviously pick to win in San Antonio, but we'll worry about that at the bottom of the hour when my good friend Kerry Keating, who is already here, prepping hard, getting ready for tonight's show. I say tonight's show, this afternoon's show, a show that begins in 25 minutes. How about that? Warriors warm up at the bottom of the hour. Gianna, good to see you. Before
Hi,
we get into a little bit more Raider reaction, I spent, probably more time on the phone after a show and before a show today than I have in a really long time. There's a handful of stations that, you know, gives me a buzz whenever there's a story
sure.
out here, and I feel like I've been on with all of them. The amount of, by the way, commonality we now have with San Diego. Like, if you know anyone from San Diego, you know, there should be like a free house swap going on.
I think
like
so.
Like, we are, whatever ties that bind you, there's an awful lot in common now between the Southern California and Northern California Raider fan, maybe even. Maybe that helps bring some people together over this. You know, we're not going to sit around and place a lot of blame. The time for blame, well, that was a long time ago. You know, the people that I blame, unfortunately, even identifying them now, doesn't matter. This is done. The time for action was a long time ago. And there was a lot of inaction on the Raiders' part, on the city's part, on several mayors' part. It's time to just walk away. And, you know, Libby Schaff did say that she was not going to pursue this in any way, which is a much, much different song than Larry Reed was singing yesterday. Larry Reed.
As the president of the city council, I have asked our attorney to look to see whether or not there are any legal options for us to pursue.
Yeah, thank you very much for waving that posse off. Good job, Libby Schaff. She was tweeting last night after what had been, I'm sure, a very, very busy day for her, a very trying day
for
her, you know, mayoral career. Very, very rough day, a very embarrassing day. At the end of the night, when I was trying to cool down at the end of my night, checking Twitter for one last time before I zoned off into TV land. Oh, by the way, I also picked up a new Xbox, or I don't even have an Xbox, PlayStation 4 video game. It's called Horizon. Pretty awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, I just recommend that. But as I checked Twitter one last time, the mayor said, sitting down to check today's at mentions. I'd imagine that was a very, very rough experience for her. I would not like to see, and I did not bother to see, because I was tired of the venom about, you know, how Raider fans were treating her. you know, people said, hey, wait a minute, didn't you lead the attack yesterday on your show? No. We never attacked anyone. We just removed some curtains that people are trying to put up for political reasons, you know, trying to obstruct the view. I'm trying to make sure you got a clear view of everything that happened. One of the things that she did tweet out last night was why Oakland is the best plan for the Raiders. It's a three-colored chart. First side of the chart in black are all the topics. And then it's the Oakland plan, and it's the Las Vegas plan. The Oakland plan is all in green, signaling go. Vegas plan all in red, signaling don't go. Here's what she has, and again, I said we were going to talk about this today, and I didn't mean really make fun of it, but this is just how, you know, it comes back to that word feckless. This is the most feckless chart you've ever seen, because it's like she's making up categories that, of course, only Oakland could possibly, like, one of her categories might as well have been 510 area code. Oakland has it. Vegas doesn't.
So there's some categories that are so obviously just for Oakland.
It's comical.
Okay.
It's comic. Like I said, I looked at this and I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. And I don't know whether or not to interpret this as a real ability to lead or not lead or get things done or projects off the ground. I don't know. But I just want to share it with you. The Las Vegas plan, project cost. She has $1.3 billion for Oakland. It's $1.9 billion in Vegas. So as far as she's concerned, less expensive to do in Oakland, that's a win for Oakland. Doesn't want to bring up the fact they have the money to pay for it. That's a green check for them. You got a big red incomplete check for you, Oakland. And this is where, I mean, it doesn't even take till you get to the second. We could blow a hole in the first category. The second category is just comical to me. Large-scale development experience. Oakland, yes. Vegas, no. Have you ever seen City Center? Have you been to Aria? Have you been to the hotel that they started building this morning and will be done by happy hour and open for business tonight? Vegas isn't experienced with large-scale construction projects. I can't remember the last time Oakland put up a skyscraper. We got them dancing towards the sky all over San Francisco.
I mean, the millions of people that go to Vegas just for conventions and able to house them and so forth, I think they...
Large-scale development experience. Oakland has it. Vegas doesn't, according to this, like I said, laughable, comical, making me want to die and cry on the inside chart. Existing infrastructure. Oakland has it. Vegas doesn't. No roads. No existing infrastructure anywhere. What does she mean? What does she mean? She can't mean public transit, because that's actually her next category. So if you're not including public transit in your existing infrastructure, what do you really have? You got an on-ramp? Look at it this way. If you needed another on-ramp, there's no way you'd build it. Las Vegas would build the highway. Public transportation, they have it, Vegas doesn't. She sees this as a plus. And for a lot of fans who use public transportation, for many reasons, it's not always affordability, it's convenience.
Definitely, getting to the stadium.
But what they don't want is a whole bunch of broke-ass fans who need public transportation coming to the games anymore. That's why they're raising prices, and you should be able to afford to get here yourself, and we want you to pay parking, and we want you to spend to get here. You know, that's the whole, like, making it easy for you to get here seemed like a great idea right up until they moved the team to Vegas, and then you saw how serious they were about making it easy for you to get there. So stop. Public transportation, I don't even know what it's like in Vegas. I've only taken cabs in Las Vegas. I have no idea. I'm imagining it is an easy town to get around. I've never once felt stuck in Las Vegas anywhere I've ever been. Cab lines do suck at about 3 o'clock in the morning, though. Proven strong NFL market. Well, you don't even need to say that. If you were asking yourself, does a strong NFL market, have you ever lost a team? The answer is yes, you have. So how proven strong? I don't know, because you just lost another one. I could say you've been proven weak. And to say that is a category that Las Vegas has never even had an opportunity to check off means you shouldn't even have it up here as a category.
That's
of course,
they've
never even had a team. Existing fan base. Well, duh. Well, duh. I mean, that's like, stop. Stop. They don't have an existing fan base there. Okay. Team displacement. Meaning if you stayed, you wouldn't displace a team. But since you're leaving, now you're displacing a team, something that Vegas is doing. We won't. Again, how is that even a category? team displacement? Like, is this what got in front of NFL voters? No wonder why it was 31-1. I can't remember who said it on Twitter, but that is now the new sea of hands. That is the new sea of hands for Raiders fans. 31 hands up, one down.
Yeah.
The final category, relocation fee. Again, obviously, you wouldn't be charging a team that wasn't relocating a relocation. Again, why do you even? In order to come up with her argument why the Raiders is the best plan, and this is from the mayor's office. Now, this is, I'm just using the material she put out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 categories. I would say 6 of them aren't even actual categories, and I could blow a hole in what you think are your 3 green light check marks. So the right time to make not yet another move or say another peep. If I were the mayor, I would want everyone to forget about this as fast as humanly possible. But, of course, because the Raiders plan on playing here for 2 or 3 years, forgetting about this as fast as humanly possible is going to be impossible.
That's going to be a little rough.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what the tone and tenor of the rest of some of these Raiders executives' excuse, or like, can Mark Davis just go to P.F. Chang's anymore? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the actual level of, I don't want to say danger. I'm not trying to exacerbate anything here, but like,
just where he's going to be welcome. Right,
the world has just shifted in a way that I'm not sure all the people who are the major players in this even really realize yet. You woke up in a different world. What you thought you existed in and what you now exist are 2 totally different universes. So everyone be cool, everyone be calm, everyone relax. But it is it's something that I've been at. Why did this happen? And I keep on coming back to the answer. Why this has happened is because we got a lot of wrong people making decisions, or a lot of people who, had they been other people, I'm certain would have been able to find other solutions. I would have liked to see how different the game changed if we had changed some of the players in it. 888-957-9570. We're not going to have much of a chance to take any of your calls today. Got a couple people wanting to get in right now. And then we're going to talk about the one man who is pouncing on this like a lioness on a limping Tommy Gazelle. But first, here's Ernesto in San Francisco. Ernesto, what do you got?
How's it going, Damon? I just kind of wanted to bring a little positive outlook on this whole thing. You know, I think it's a really good thing the Raiders finally got a stadium. Personally, I've always said if anybody deserves a new stadium, it's the Oakland Raiders. And, you know, I just happen to be in Las Vegas at the moment. But basically, it is what it is. There's no turning back. And I think all we can do is enjoy it for what it is and just accept it. And it's like if we all enjoy it, you know, we are a Super Bowl contender. We go to the games. There's a good chance they're going to be out here for 3 years. And if people don't go to the games, then they might actually leave sooner. So, you know, I think Derek Carr said it best. Right now, it's all about 2017 and the diehard Raiders. Let's try to bring this championship home.
Thank you for the call, man. I do appreciate it. This is Marathon Man calling from Lafayette.
Damon, how you doing, my man?
Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I just, you know, I think everyone's trying to figure out really where to place some blame here. I'm going straight 100% with Libby Schaff and the city of Oakland. Here are the reasons why. With any negotiations, I think there's 3 things that always hold true. If both sides want to make a deal, there's no reason why a deal can't be made. Number 2, you have to know the deal better than the other side. And I think the city of Oakland misread what Mark Davis was really looking at in Vegas. And 3, a deal has to die sometimes before it comes back to life. And we all know this deal in Oakland died several times. They had opportunities to revive it, breathe some new life into it, and they just failed flat out.
I think there's an awful lot of truth in everything you just said, but I do still keep coming back to the fact that Mark, as much as he wants to sell and as much as people want to sell, that the Raiders need a new stadium to be competitive – I'd like to remind you that the state-of-the-art stadium down the road was 2-14. The dump was 12-4. You didn't need a new stadium, after all, to be competitive. You needed a good GM who had the right players behind a coach who got you to become a winner again. This is all about profitability. This is about money kept, not money reinvested. Playing in the Coliseum, the Raiders had all the money they would have ever needed for free agencies. Now we're just talking about pool or infinity pool. That's the real question here. Pool or infinity pool? Not pool or pond.
No.
Pool or infinity pool. So this is about maximizing kept profits, not we're going to make the team better tomorrow. The team was really good right now without luxury boxes being luxurious, playing on a baseball field for half the year.
Right. The quote-unquote product was excellent.
And never once in all the time I've ever talked to the Raiders fans, which has been for a very significant time here, all this time, I never once heard a fan said, I need a state-of-the-art stadium. I need a palace. I need something that is going to make my jaw drop. Any Raider fan, I think, just wanted to be upgraded to no sewage. That's really all they were looking for. The one guy who is going to become a rock star in the wake of all this is brand new Oakland A's president, Dave Cavill. Dave Cavill is raising an A's flag on City Hall in Oakland at the same time the Raiders are announcing they've got the votes to leave. That was yesterday. Today he's installing 9 World Series pennant flags, which why they weren't there on that Coliseum porch.
It's amazing.
Why they weren't there to begin with is totally beyond me. This man is embracing 2 things: his team's history and roots in Oakland, which is their season advertising campaign. This man, I love this man. This is my kind of sports executive. This is my kind of guy. The guy who understands that even though he's not playing, he's competing too. He's not just competing against the other team in town for people's dollars. He's competing for your heart. He's competing for your loyalty. He wants to remind you, you know what? We're probably not going to win 77 games this year, but we're going to lose all those games and win whatever we lose right here. And that's the way it's going forward. And we're staying.
They were forced to stay.
Whatever.
But they're here.
They're here.
Going to be in Oakland.
I really don't care how she got here. I'm thrilled she's here.
Yeah.
This guy is an opportunist. Normally, that's a word that you has a negative connotation to it. Oh, he's such an opportunist. He's just going to take a. This is it. Pounce. Pounce on the corpse that the Raiders are leaving, that the Golden State Warriors, to a small extent in terms of is your gym here or is your gym there, there's going to be a little bad feeling there. Pounce on it. Dave Cavill's got one fight in him. I'm fighting for the A's. Everyone's an enemy. I love it. I love it. He is going to be so good for the team, for fans. You know, he basically built a fan base out of a sport that hardly even matters. Soccer, MLS, people who even really like soccer aren't into MLS. They're all, you know, Bundesliga, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is. Well, they're all EPL, which sounds like something you'd take with insulin or something. I don't even know what these things are. But there's soccer in the world, apparently, that's better than ours. So people watch that crap. I would say if you wanted to measure, like, fandom in some weird metric that isn't amount of you, but how much you care, San Jose Earthquake fans are right up there. He got a stadium built in a, I don't know if you noticed this, very hard-to-build arena.
Kind of like
a place we're all living in.
And it's beautiful.
And it's got absolute rave reviews. Everything this guy touches gets rave reviews. I am Dave Cavill's biggest fan. I want to do whatever this show can do to make that guy's workday easier. whatever we can do to help him sell this. Today, when I went to walk the dog, I put on an Oakland A's hat. Like, I'm rocking. I am now Oakland A's. We're here for the city of Oakland. This station is going nowhere. Maybe a team that we broadcast is. We're not. The Damon Bruce Show remains committed to the East Bay, to the Bay Area, to San Francisco, our town. I'm not worried about their town. I'm worried about our town. And right now, there's no town that needs more defending than Oaktown.
You do feel like the Athletics, though, are all in, which is great.
It's fantastic.
They're invested.
It is a smart thing to do. The man is smart. We don't need any further evidence.
Is Dave Cavill going to be a smart guy?
Yes, the verdict is in.
100%.
The jury came back 12-0. He's guilty of being really smart and good at this. Guilty, Dave Cavill. You're guilty as sin at being great at your job. And honestly, not a single game has started. Opening day's not here yet. We don't even know if you're good at your job, but I got instincts and I like what I see.
Yeah.
Did you have fun at the Ariana Grande concert last night?
For the part that I got to see, yes. Yes, it was really fun. She's so talented, no question.
Pretty girl that can sing. She's a Disney princess, right? Who is now trying to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, she's trying to leave the... Like, she went through puberty.
She did.
Now here she is. She's Miley Cyrus on the wrecking ball.
But she's legitimately talented, for sure.
Like, and you had a good time?
Sing.
You brought the girls?
Yeah, so I took my niece and my stepdaughter, who had front row tickets, by the way.
Look at you.
I know, right?
You must know people.
I know people. Anyway, and I was really concerned because they're 14 and 11 about letting them be in a concert by themselves.
And can I just say... Who might have talked you into letting the girls go?
You did. You talked me into it. And
yeah.
I was like, fine with it. I walked them up to the front.
If they had lawn seats, I would have said 14 and 11. 14-year-old would be fine. 11, little young.
Right.
They're in the front row. They got more security than Trump.
It's true.
They are safer than people who have their own details. So.
I was going to buy tickets, but the SAP Center does the coolest thing. They have a parents' room. Where you can actually go in, hang out in the Alaska Airlines bar, chill, have some food, a couple drinks while your kids are in the concert.
Nice.
I even got to peek a little bit. Once here, I was very nice. Just let me, you know, get a little
right, let me get a
view,
peek.
See how she sounds. It was great. It was perfect. So the best of both worlds.
Good. There you go.
Yeah. So.
I'm happy that I did
good
not.
Good job, Uncle Damon.
Send your loved ones to their.
You say
to the side of a milk carton or something.
I'm
really glad
fine.
Everyone came back from the Ariana Grande concert.
Yeah.
Happy, happy, happy. If you called to get in, I'm so sorry because we have to put the brakes on the Damon Bruce Show. But don't go anywhere because coming up next, we hop right into Warriors warm-up. My buddy Kerry Keating in to get you ready for a really big 48 hours of Warrior basketball. Spurs tomorrow, Rockets tonight. And that's next here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.